This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Patrick J. Blue, P-A-T-R-I-C-K, middle initial J, last name B-L-E-A-U. Date of birth 0208-1961. Date of appointment May 2nd, 2024. Requesting physician Melissa Patello, M-E-L-I-S-S-A-P-A-T-I-L-L-O. Dear Melissa Patello, I have the pleasure of seeing Patrick Blue today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he is 63-year-old right-handed Caucasian man who was admitted to the St. Mary's Hospital on 3-2020, on March 22, 2024. Due to the left-hand weakness, his walking was okay, no speech problem, no headache, no visual problem. This lasted about 10 minutes. He was having also anxiety attack at that time. MRI of the brain done, which shows multiple strokes on the right side. Especially in the right occipital lobe and right thalamus. He was having confusion also at that time. CT angiogram of the head and neck done, which did not show any hemodynamically significant stenosis. In the hospital, echocardiogram or further cardiology workup not done. He is going to see cardiologist next week. He is taking atorvastatin 40 mg PO daily. No antiplatelet was started. Past medical history, anxiety, depression, hypertension, hyperlipidemia. Dizziness, past surgical history, appendectomy, sinus surgery, allergy, no known drug allergy. His medications are amlodipine, atorvastatin 40 mg, clonazepam 1 mg, fluticasone, folic acid, magnesium, montelukast, ropinirole 1 mg at night, sertraline 100 mg, thiamine, socialist, does not smoke cigarette, drinks beer over the weekend, uses marijuana, he is not working, he is divorced, lives alone, family history, mother deceased due to stroke, father deceased, one brother deceased due to cancer of the lung. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he was having 1 month ago, weakness of the left hand and confusion, physical examination, blood pressure 160 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft bowels on present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination, strength 545, deep tender reflexes 204, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 63 year old, right handed Caucasian man whose history examination and MRI finding is suggestive of falling neurological problem. Number one, multiple cerebral stroke, especially in the right occipital region and right thalamus. Number two, anxiety. Number three, history of alcohol abuse. Next paragraph. Patient was in the hospital due to the acute embolic stroke, but echocardiogram not done and cardiology consultation and neurology consultation not done in the hospital. At this time, I would like to start the aspirin 81 milligram PO daily. I would like to send him to the cardiologist for echocardiogram TEE and long-term heart monitoring. I would like to see him back in my office in 1 month. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.